Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and also join our new Talking Puck Discord. The link is in my Twitter bio, or you can go to twitter.com/Callahan on Air. Please join us in the link. There are so many directions I could take Tiny Biscuits this week. So much going on. And in fact, a lot of it revolves around the new CBA, which was ratified. Jay Levin and I are planning on doing a podcast. We're probably going to talk in depth more about the CBA. It'll be a longer form, but of course I try to keep these to around 5 minutes, nice digestible bites. So I wanted to pick out something in particular, and Mike Haynes mentioned this, the former voice of the Avalanche, who joins me on Sunday nights for the Talking Puck TV show on Twitch, YouTube, and Mixer. It's an interesting thought that contract term was not touched in this particular case. As it stands, 8 years is what a club who owns the rights to a player can offer him. I'll use Taylor Hall just because he's a very famous example. So Taylor Hall, coming up on free agency here, if he decides to stay with the Arizona Coyotes, can get an 8-year term. If he leaves, he can only get 7. That's still pretty good. Big names like a Taylor Hall in free agency the next couple of years will be just fine. They will find the money that they were going to find anyway. They will get the term that they were looking for. However, the next couple of years, while the cap is flat and then sees a slight uptick, and also while the players owe money back to the owners, while the owners are trying to make themselves whole again, it all got me thinking, how much money in term is going to be out there for guys? Especially, now let's just go ahead and just, okay, we'll throw that out there. But on top of that now, there's an expansion draft coming. As Seattle will be entering the league in about a year and a half-ish. And you also have to think about that. So now I'm really beginning to wonder, the more I think about it, the less sense it makes that we'll see a ton of big-time contracts. Look, I know it. You know it. We've seen crazy deals handed out over time that we just didn't see coming. Look, it'll probably happen again. I'm sure it will. I'm sure there will be a contract where there's either some eye rolling, some head shaking, whatever, a shrug, perhaps, if a guy gets a crazy deal, and good on them if they do. But I don't think there's going to be as much of that because I don't feel the money is there. I feel there are already a lot of teams in salary cap jail that are going to be looking to move those contracts and really won't be able to. The teams that are lined up to really benefit here the next couple of years are the ones at the bottom half of the NHL salary structure. If you're not within 5% of the cap, that's a great thing the way it turns out right now, because you will have the flexibility to make hockey-related moves. If you don't, if you're up top, or heaven forbid, if you're Toronto, their cap numbers are insane. I can't imagine how the Maple Leafs are going to be able to pull this off. Now, I'm sure they will. They'll figure out a way to make it happen. They'll juggle things around, and they'll get under. They have to. But will they be able to do it in a way that keeps that team competitive? And that is the real big question, is the teams that are up there, how do they stay competitive? And for the players who are looking to move to a competitive team, how will they afford you if you're looking for money and or term? I just don't think the long-term contracts are going to be there right now. I think that guys who would normally be looking for a 5-6 year deal might end up with a 3-4 year deal or less. Or they might be more willing to take a 2-year prove it and or a year prove it. And say, well, as numbers go up a little bit, maybe I got to bet on myself again here and produce and then try to get a little bit bigger contract. But I think a lot of players who were set or thought they were set for a payday coming up, it's just not going to be there like we thought. All of that said, and again, I reference there's an expansion draft coming. I think it's going to be kind of loony to watch guys move around here in the next probably 18 months, because you're going to see this year, we know the free agency will start in November, and we know the draft will be in late October. In and around that is when you're going to start to see the pinballs flying around. And then you're going to have essentially what looks like a 2-month period, November, December, and we're going to get set for training camps and then go back in and probably open next season in January if everything goes according to plan. Of course, this can all change. But I think if you see free agency hit on November 1st, you're going to see some wacky stuff going on and guys signing deals you might not have thought they would. And it might be not signing for the term or not signing for the money because it just simply isn't there. Honestly, I would not want to be a free agent right now in the National Hockey League unless I was a guaranteed smash hit home run player. So keep an eye on that. And also keep an eye on who might hand out that wacky oddball contract that we're all going to talk about for years to come. All right, that'll do it for this edition of Tiny Biscuits. There's so much to talk about. We know we're going to come back to play here again if all goes according to plan. Training camps are going to open in a couple of weeks. Then teams will enter the bubble, and we're looking at resuming NHL hockey on August 1st. Please subscribe to the Discord. Subscribe to this podcast. If you like it, we're available anywhere you get your podcasts, and we appreciate that. Also, you can find us on audioboom.com, which is where we host our podcasts. And don't forget about Talking Puck TV, live on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific on Twitch, YouTube, and Mixer. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time on Talking Puck.